Good evening on this Thanksgiving evening. The Parsha this week is Chayisara, and in Parsha's Chayisara, at the end, we have the source of Tfilas Mincha. Vayetza Yitzhak Vasuach Vasada. From here, Chazal understand that Yitzhak went out to converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is the source of, or is the earliest mentioning of Tfilas Mincha, that Yitzhak was Metaken, so to speak. He set up within our traditions the davening of Mincha. We know the Gemara says that we paskin like the opinion that says we daven the three tefillos because of korbanos, because of the sacrifice in the Beis Hamikdash, not because of the abos, but certainly it does play a role in the way we daven and the times we daven, nevertheless. And this gives us an opportunity, to discuss the idea of, or the common custom of the Haichi Kedusha. The Haichi Kedusha is the short davening that we are familiar with. In some cases, they are short on time because the Zman is coming from Mincha, or they think they're short on time, and therefore what they do is, essentially, they cut, they daven, they begin Shemoneh Esrei together with the Chazan out loud, and then they say Kedusha as a Tzibur, and then after Akela Kadosh, everyone goes into Shemoneh Esrei themselves. So what we want to discuss is, what is the source of this? Where is it applicable? And this famous idea of the Minhag HaYeshivos. The Minhag of the Yeshivas, for some reason, or somehow, was to use this a tool to shorten Mincha for whatever reason. So I'll try to discuss all these things. Let's first begin with the name. Many people don't understand why it's called Haichi Kedusha. They call it Heichi Kedusha or Half Kedusha, and they don't understand what they're talking about. Haichi Kedusha is Yiddish. Haich in Yiddish means great or tall or big or high. And therefore, it's the Kedusha in which everything is said out loud. The whole beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei is said high out loud, and therefore it's called Haich. It's above everything else, and therefore it's called Haich Kedusha. It has nothing to do with being like a half a Shemoneh Esrei or anything like that. It's simply a Yiddish expression. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Lamed Daled, Amud Beis, based on the Mishnah on the previous half and Lamed Gimel, Tanya Amru Lo Rabbi Gamliel, Dvarecha, according to you, Lamed Tzibur Mispalin. Why do we need the Tzibur Mispal to daven at all if we're going to repeat it in the first place? So, Amru Lohem Kedei Lehasti Yishlech Tzibur Tzilaso. The reason why the Shliach Tzibur needs to say Shemoneh Esrei to himself in the first place, if he's going to repeat it, is because he needs to order the things first in his mind before he leads the congregation. And therefore, that's why he davens first. This has a nafka mina lahalacha. Rav Moshe says in the tshuva that if someone is davening for the Amud, and they daven Nusach Ashkenaz, but they're davening in a place that davens Nusach Sfard, so they should daven Nusach Sfard in their own Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because the Chazan Shemoneh Esrei is a preparation for the Shemoneh Esrei that he's going to say out loud. Amar Lahem Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel said back to them, L'divreichem, according to you, Lama Shliach Tzibur Yodot Me'ateva. What is the point of a Chazar Sashas? Why do we need a Shliach Tzibur when it comes to the Shemoneh Esrei in the first place? Why can't we simply all get up to Gal Yisrael, say Shemoneh Esrei ourselves, say Tachlin, Asher Yuval Tzion Aleinu, and then that's it. Lahotzi Es Sheino Baki. The source of Chazar Sashas repeating Shemoneh Esrei is that the Chazan should be motzi those people who are not able to say tefillah by themselves. They don't know how to daven before the advent of art scrolls, siddurim, things like that. The person had to listen along with the Chazan in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemoneh Esrei. This is Saiva Halach by the Rambam Hilchasila Perachas and the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chav Dalid. Chazar Sashas is simply part of davening. Famous question. We all know how to daven Baruch Hashem, so why is it that we simply can now, in 2016, get rid of Chazaras Hashatz and simply shorten up davening 4, 5, depending on how long the Chazan takes to Shemoneh Esrei, minutes in order to move davening along faster? So we have two opinions. There is a Shita, it's really 2.5. The first is the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva in the Per Hador. The Per Hador is one edition of the Tshuva, so the Rambam. So the Rambam writes in Kufim Ches 1:48, and he says that this is a takana, it's a gzeira. And when you have a takana or a gzeira from Chazal, under most circumstances, we simply do not get rid of them. The takana stands, even if the reason does not exist anymore. The Vilna Gaon famously explained, because sometimes Chazal did not reveal every reason to every takana and every gzeira we have. The Gemara in Chulin tells us that some Tanaim Amarayim didn't even know the reasons, because Chazal sometimes kept the reasons so secret. Why do they keep it secret? Because if every single Tom, Dick, and Harry felt, oh, I know the reason, this doesn't apply to me, I'm not going to have to do this because I know better than Chazal, so then they wouldn't follow the Gzeira, they wouldn't follow the law. And therefore, they made a rule that even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, or you don't understand the reason, you still have to follow it. Therefore, says the Rambam, this is the Takana, we repeat Shemon Esrei, nothing more to discuss. The Rush in Megillah and Paragimel disagrees. The Rush says, no, there's a very logical reason why we have Chazar Sashas. The first is that the Gemara says in Brachos, Halavai Sheispalel Kol Hayom. What's wrong with a little bit more davening? Okay, you daven Shemon Esrei once, you listen to another one, more teal the better. Halavai that a person should daven all day, that a person should have the time to connect and commune with our God. And therefore, okay, you daven again, what's the big deal? Fine, not the end of the world. And then the Rush says, more. What about Kedusha? What about Nesias Kapayim? What about Birchas Kohanim? What about Modim Durabanan? All these things that we want to get in as well, that is the method which we use Chazar Sashat. So the way we get in those other tefillos that are important to us, Modim Durabanan and Birchas Kohanim, are all important, and therefore we need them to have Chazar Sashat in order to say them. The Arizal, which is what we'll call the half a reason, the Arizal simply says Al Pi Kabbalah in the Shara Kavanos by the Tfilos of Davening. The Arizal says that there are deep secrets Al Pi Kabbalah and Sod, why it's important to have Tfilah B'Tzibor, and the idea of Davening as a community, and Rabbi Soloveitchik famously had the idea of Tfilas HaTzibor. It's not simply to have Tfilah B'Tzibor, that we have a people coming together and Davening as a group, but rather there needs to be a Davening as a group, where the community comes together and davens in a communal way, and that is Chazar Sashas, where one person says, and everybody listens and pays attention. That's how we have Tefillah HaTzibor. Rav Shechter has a long piece of Nevesh Harav in Kuf Chav Dal, Kuf Chav Hei, Kuf Chav Vav, in which he elaborates this idea of Rabbi Soloveitchik. So, we have 2.5 reasons, or maybe 3 reasons, regarding why we repeat Shemona Esrei, even though it may not be applicable. Now let's turn to the source of Hayichi Kedusha. Comes the Beis Yosef, in Kuf Chav Dal, we'll get to Reish Lama Dal in a second, but the Beis Yosef says that there are places where Lechad Chila, the Shliach Tzibor, recites Shemona Esrei of Mincha out loud with Kedusha, so you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei again. In times of the Beis Yosef, there were such communities where, by Mincha, Asherei Kaddish, they'd get up, and the Shliach Tzibor would just start. And that would be it. And everyone would simply say along, and then they would finish Tachlin, Kaddish, Aleinu, and everyone would go. And that's how they would daven in some of the places in the days of the Beis Yosef. However, in Reish Lama Dal, by the Halachas of Mincha, look at what Rav Yosef Karo says. He says, Aval Hasvardim, in the middle of the line, Ein Nohagim Lachzor Shliach Tzibor HaTfila B'Mincha. By the Svardim, they did not have Chazar Sashatz by Mincha. Ela Mispalel Shliach Tzibor Im HaTzibor B'Kol Ram V'Omer Kedusha, and he would say Kedusha out loud in this one davening out loud, Ubirchas Atah Kadosh, and go into Atah Kadosh, V'achar Kach Omer Memtzos B'Lachash. And then the rest of the Tzibor would say the middle 13 brachos of Shemona Esrei quietly. And then, Umaschil Ritzei B'Kol Ram. And then everyone somehow, either with Nevuah or some sort of great intuition, would be know when to get to Ritzei at the right time, and they would all say Ritzei out loud at the same time to finish up davening, the Gomer Tfilas B'Kol Ram, and finish off the last few brachos of Shemona Esrei out loud. Uminaga Ashkenazim. But the custom of the Ashkenazim, says the Beis Yosef, Hu Hanachon, is more correct. V'chein hinhigu chachamim midor shelefnenu b'tzfas, and this was the custom that was done in Tzfas as well, v'gazru nidui la'over al takanasam. And they put someone in cherem if they would not listen to the proper way to daven Shemona Esrei. What is this talking about? So the minag of Ashkenazim he's talking about is this idea that they would not say it out loud, but rather it would be done quietly. The first part would be done out loud together after until Kedusha, and then the rest would be done quietly. This is also the opinion of the Arizal and the Shar Kavanos by Mincha, and he says it's better not to do Mevatel Chazar Sashat, rather they should daven Shemona Esrei once and properly, and then the second time around, and then the Arizal disagrees, it's not proper to get rid of it. He says that rather they should simply have a proper Shemona Esrei, and in no reason, says the Arizal, should we ever be Mevatel Chazar Sashatz. Totally improper. This is the understanding of the Tshuvas Lamar Al Bach, the Tshuvas Lamar Bit, the Radvaz, the Magen Avram, the Shulchan Acharav, and the Mishabura, all saying that under normal circumstances, if there are no pressing circumstances, one should not get rid of Chazar Sashatz. it is totally unacceptable. We have a gezeira, and there's no reason to remove it. Now, the Beis Yosef writes in Reish Lamed Beis, citing the Shiboli Haleket, citing Rabbeinu Ephraim, citing Rav Hai Gaon, going back to the Gaonim, who says the following condition. We do allow a Haicha Kedusha, an order meaning where we say the beginning brachos together and then everybody else continues quietly, when we are pressed for time and we're going to miss the Zman for Mincha. This is the opinion of the Gaonim. What?
Is it only for Mincha or not for
Shacharis? Only for Mincha.
We'll discuss. So if you miss the Zman for Shacharis, you don't do a Kedusha?
Correct. We'll explain why. So it's only for Mincha getting late. And then the Shliach Tzibur says Chazar Sashas out loud with the Kedush until Akal HaKadosh, and then they would stop. And this was the Minhag in the Masifta in the Gaonim. And this statement of Hai Gaon is cited in the Sefer Eshkol, and it's cited the Halacha here by the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Beis. Now, the thing that Rav Hai Gaon says, though, is as follows. How do they shorten it? In Rav Hai Gaon's yeshiva, they said a normal Shmona Esrei, and then for Chazar Sashas, they shortened it. Everyone davened a normal Shmona Esrei to themselves, and then when it came for Chazar Sashas, they simply said the first three brachos out loud, Kedusha, and then went into Tachlin. That's how they shortened it in Rav Hai Gaon's yeshiva. This is unlike our minhag, in which we simply say the Shmona Esrei once, with the beginning out loud, and the rest quietly. Now, the Ramah clarifies the minhag for us. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Daled, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Im hasha dechuka yispalu belachash, if the time is short, you should say everything quietly. V'achar kach yomer shliach tzibur magen u'mechaye v'yana kedusha u'mesayim ekal kadosh. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Remember, this is not what we do. The Shulchan Aruch says we should say a regular Shmona Esrei, then have a shortened Chazar Sashas. U'bashuhu shows b'yom ligmor Shmona Esrei b'rachos. If you don't have enough time to say proper Chazar Sashas, comes the Ramah. V'yesh omrim shemispala hashliach tzibur im hakal b'kol ram v'cheinagu. Says the Ramah, no, this is not what we do. In Ashkenaz, what we do is, we simply have one Shmona Esrei, in which the shliach tzibur seems to say everything together. And in Kuf Chav Dalet, it says, v'im kenhim m'shas hadacha kagon shira sh'avar zman hatfila, yuchel hispal miyad b'kol ram, v'atzibur mispalin imo mila b'mila b'lachash. Says the Ramah, and we'll have to discuss this as well, what are you supposed to be doing for those first three brachos? But the Ramah says, and this is what we do lahalacha, one Shmona Esrei, the Chazan begins the first three brachos out loud, and then it gets quiet at that point, and this is based on the Maharil. So we see the progression from the Gemara to the Beis Yosef down to the Ramah, that it comes out halacha, if one does need to engage in a Haicha Kedusha, we begin Shmona Esrei together as a tzibur, we say Kedusha, and then finish off the rest of Shmona Esrei quietly. Okay, now, this is based on the Maharil, as we said, and this is the same exact approach of the Rambam, according to the Tshuvas of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says this is also the opinion of the Rambam, that we begin Shmona Esrei together, if time need, and then we get a quiet for the rest of Shmona Esrei. Now, the Ma'arikash and the Erech Alechem says the Minhag of Sephardim is not like the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that the Shliach Tzibur starts out loud, and the Tzibur recites with him all along, quietly, after Kedusha, and then they get loud at the end, which is what the Beis Yosef said, it was the Minhag of the Sephardim. Now, the Pesach Advir says this is not the Minhag. Why did the Sephardim not even do that anymore? Why do they not get loud at the end by the last three brachos? We hinted to do it before. Because how is somebody supposed to figure that out? How it's difficult enough when you daven Nusach Sfar and you have to figure out all the tekiyos by Rosh Hashanah to stop at the Chazan in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. How is the whole tzibur supposed to figure out to stop at the exact moment and would say in their own private Shmona Esrei so they can say the last three brachos out loud together? It says the Pesach Advir, nobody does it anymore. But we say the last three brachos out loud together with the Shliach Tzibur.
Why can't we enter the Sfar? What they do? I mean, we don't do that, but Sfarim do on Rosh Hashanah and Tekiah, so it should be no difference. What's the problem?
So
they
ran away, that most people are finished by that time.
So he said, the Pesach Zikr says it was apparently too confusing, it was too difficult. People were too fast, people were too slow, people were waiting, so they simply got rid of the saying it out loud.
Which,
at
the end. With Rabbi Soloveitchik, when he wrote to Rabbi Shofo, when he asked him where should start on Rosh Hashanah, he said, even though I do it that way, but this is a practical matter, sit for shul, normal shul, don't even chant.
It's confusing.
He advised, even though his rabbinic was to do that, he said, it's a practical matter for most normal shuls, don't do it that way.
Better to keep things simple.
Would everybody say Mother Drabbana when they do it that way?
So it doesn't say, they don't write, but I would assume based on Rav Haigon said, I think they only said the regular modim. Only the regular modim. The Kafa Chaim in Reish Lamed Beis cites the minhag of everyone to say the first three with Kedusha, and again, everyone finishes off the rest by themselves. Now, this comes out, this is what we do Halacha L'maisa. There's really no discussion about that. The only discussion we'll see in a moment is what are you supposed to be doing during the first three brachas. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach, citing the Halicha Shlomo in Perek Yud Gimel, says that you can do this whether it's weekday or Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says if you're pressed for time on a Shabbos, you can also do a Hayecha Kedusha. Now, we'll discuss that not everyone agrees to that momentarily. I also remember seeing in the Torah Journal once that Rosh Shlomo Zalman was not such a fan of Hayecha Kedusha, even if the time was late. So I'm not exactly, maybe we have a contradictions in Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it could be, but maybe that'll be clarified another time. So what are we supposed to do now as a tzibur? We've decided that we need to say Hayecha Kedusha, the time is late, and we need to make sure we get in before the Zman for Shkia. What are you, as the individual who's not the Shlomo Tzibur, supposed to be doing at this moment in time? So we need the Be'er Heitev. The Be'er Heitev here in Kuf Chav Dalad in Shulchan Aruch writes, "Dahainu gam nusach habrach ledor vador at hakel kadosh yomer im hashatz mila b'mila." He says that the minhag of the Svardim, based on the Radvaz, is that you should simply begin your Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazan. When they clap and say, "We're going to daven the Hayecha Kedusha," you should take your three steps back and you should say along word for word Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazan, according to the meaning of the Svarim. And it is not an issue of no one answering any Amen to Brachos, he says. Why? Who's going to answer Amen to the Brachos of the Chazan? Because it's not Chazar Sashat. What is it? It's simply your Shmoneh Esrei. The Chazan is saying his Shmoneh Esrei, you're saying your Shmoneh Esrei. There's no inyan for answering brachos. It goes out the window. It's another issue over here. It's not Chazar Sashatz. It's simply everyone saying their own Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah.
But then in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to say Nekadesh Shimon Brachos.
That's right.
But that's not part of your Shmoneh Esrei.
It's now becoming. It's this new status. It's now becoming part of your Shmoneh Esrei. It's not Chazar Sashatz. It's not a regular Shmoneh Esrei. It's a new status within Shmoneh Esrei. This is also the opinion of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik felt that the tzibur should say along the brachos with the chazan when he does this Hayecha Kedush. And he felt that this is the best thing to do. The Kedush is part now of the tefillah b'tzibur, said Rabbi Soloveitchik. It's a new tefillah b'tzibur, and the Kedush becomes part of this tefillah. And he goes even further and says the tzibur should say l'dor v'dor with the chazan. Don't say atakadosh with the chazan, says Rabbi Soloveitchik. You should say l'dor v'dor, because this is a tefillah hatzibur. The whole tefillah is now davening this special tefillah as a unit together. And you should not say atakadosh, you should instead say l'dor v'dor. However, the Be'er Heitev continues and says, v'im ein hashad defuko kachlo yaskilu v'sibur. I mess up the order here. But essentially, the Be'er Heitev says that for Ashkenazim, we don't say it along. Ashkenazim, we simply listen, and then after Kedusha is done, after Kal HaKadosh, we begin our Shmoneh Esrei quietly. This is what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Reish Lamed Beis, Sifkat and Ches. And if it's really rushed, he says, and you think that you need those extra 30 seconds, says the Mishnah Berurah, then you can start with the Chazan. If you think that you need an extra 30 seconds to make it in before the Zman. But if you think that you have enough time to wait until after Kal HaKadosh, then for Ashkenazim, the minhag is to wait for the Chazan to finish Kedusha, and then one should begin their Shmoneh Esrei properly. Let's turn now to the minhag of the yeshivas. All we have said is that the only heter allowed for Hayecha Kedusha, because you are essentially ruining your Chazar Sashatz, is if you're going to miss the Zman for davening mincha. There is no other heter that is recorded in the history of halacha here, in this area. All we have a discussion is if time is going to be of the essence. However, we know that there's a minhag of the yeshivos. In many, many yeshivos, from Lakewood to all the way in Eretz Yisrael, everywhere, except YU. But in YU, they say a full chazar sashas. But
I remember when I was there, they had something.
Now, in the main base medrash, it's always a full Shmoneh Esrei. So, but in Lakewood, they're very machped on this, that they only have a Hayecha Kedusha. So where does this come from? So we're going to suggest a number of reasons. The most popular reason that people give is Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah, right? If it's going to take 20 minutes for Shmoneh Esrei, and I can knock it down to 12 minutes for Mincha, so then Bittul Torah had more time for learning. Not everyone agrees to that reason. Comes Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LeYaakov and Shulchan Aruch. And he says that it has absolutely nothing to do with Bittul Torah. He says that if the takana of Chazaras Hashatz, of repeating Shmoneh Esrei, was for who? Those who are enobaki, those who don't know how to do anything. But in a base medrash of Talmidei Chacham, of people who are learning, there won't be anyone who's enobaki. In a base medrash of people learning Torah, everyone there is going to know how to say Chazaras Hashatz. And therefore, Rav Yaakov said the gezeirah was never on the base medrash. It was only on the base haknesses. And for this reason, he says the minhag yeshivas is to say a mincha katsara. Now, why don't we do it at shachris then? He says because at shachris we have to be somech geula l'tfila. We need to connect the bracha of Gal Yisrael to our Shmoneh Esrei. Now, if you want to answer kedusha, you're going to mess yourself up because if we start a haichi kedusha and then you get to kedusha and you answer kedusha, that kedusha is going to be a hefsek between your Gal Yisrael and the beginning of your Shmoneh Esrei.
Not if you do it the viewpoint that you
correct.
Now be an argument why
correct.
It's the other way.
Correct. If you follow the minhag of the Sfardim or Rabbi Salvejig, you would be fine. But according to Rav Yaakov, according to the minhag Ashkenaz, by Shacharis, it would be a hefsek because Kedusha would interrupt Gal Yisrael and beginning Shmoneh Esrei. Now, there's not so much explanation in this piece in the Emes LeYaakov, so we need to turn somewhere else to also understand what Rav Yaakov is talking about. Rabbi Daniel Neustadt is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's grandson. He is the one who edited and put together all of the notebooks that gave us the Torah of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky nowadays. That was the responsibility that this grandson got. And it is a credit to him that we have so much of Rabbi Yaakov's Torah. In the sefer that Rabbi Daniel Neustadt wrote called The Weekly Halachic Discussion, which is an English book that has Hebrew pieces at the end, on Parshas Chayisar, this week's Parsha, he has a lengthy explanation, which he adds on to Rav Yaakov's understanding of Haicha Kedusha, and he repeats this on page Kuf Mem Zayin in the new edition of the Emes LeYaakov, Rav Yaakov Kanetsky's Perish on Pirkei Avos, which is amazing, and I highly recommend it. But there, he elaborates on this. And he says that the reason was never because of Bittul Torah. How do we know, says Rav Yaakov, the reason was never because of Bittul Torah? Because in Kelm, in the Beis Medrash in Kelm, they would say Pesukah de Zimra for a half hour every day. Pesukah de Zimra was for a half hour. Now tell me, if the issue is Bittul Torah, what are you going to cut out first, which a person wants some more time? What weighs more in the scale of davening? Chazaras Hashatz is stronger than Pesukah de Zimra. Simply say Baruch Shamar Asher Yishtabach, cut out all the halukas, and that'll save you Bittul Torah. He says it can't be Bittul Torah. It can't be, because in so many places, Pesukah de Zimra and the yeshivas go forever. So it can't be an issue of Bittul Torah. Certainly this was not the issue.
But is the presumption that learning is more important than davening?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Well, I mean, if we have this mind, a specific thing, you give a specific, it's one thing, I'm not getting importance to the Torah of the word, but it's a separate question. And something you've raised many times before, when you have a specific time versus a general call, we don't give up specific requirements to Bizman Hazeh.
So the argument would be, I'm not giving up the requirements. I'm just modifying it.
His own teaching, his own requirement for Hazeh.
Yes. I'm saying I have something else that trumps that at this time. I can get more Torah and cut a Chazaras Hashatz. So says Rav Yaakov, that's not the issue here. Again, Rav Yaakov's point is, it's not Bittul Torah. It is, there was no takana of Chazaras Hashatz in the walls of the Beis Medrash. And the Rabbi Neustadt adds, in addition, at Shachris, in the Siyas Kapayim, right, we have to do Birchas Kohanim. So that's why we also have Chazaras Hashatz. At Mincha, we don't have Birchas Kohanim. Why? Because we're afraid the Kohanim are going to get drunk in the afternoon. So that's why there's no Birchas Kohanim.
So on fast days,
he says, the minhag of the yeshivas was that they said Chazaras Hashatz at Mincha. That's what Rabbi Yaakov says. Because on fast days, since there's no Nisiyas Kapayim, there is Nisiyas Kapayim, and therefore, he says on Tanis Tzibur, the meeting of the yeshivas in Europe was to say Chazaras Hashatz. Then he asks why, according to Rav Yaakov, on Shabbos and Yantzif in yeshivas, they do say Chazaras Hashatz. There's no gzeira of Chazaras Hashatz in the Beis HaMedrash. Why then on Shabbos and Yantzif are they repeating Shmoneh Esrei? So he says, because on Shabbos and Yantzif, who comes to the Beis HaMedrash? The Baal Batim come. They want to come to hear the drashos and the Divrei Torah. And since the Baal Batim comes to the Beis HaMedrash, On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there may be a balabas there who doesn't know how to say Chazar Sashatz, and therefore in the yeshivas, they had Chazar Sashatz for those people who would come to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Rav Yaakov ties it up in a very nice package. And this is against Rosh Hashanah Zalman, right? Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, you can do Haichi Kedusha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rav Yaakov clearly saying, one should not. Comes the Az Nidbaru, Rav Zilber of Bnei Brak, in his Chuvas and Perik in Chelik Yudbeis, Simon Chaf Gimel. He says, the Negi Yeshivas to say a Mincha Katsar is wrong. And he says, I heard that people adapted this short Shmon Esrei because they were so enamored and their brains were so racing after the incredible Shirim, they couldn't concentrate. So they just had to have a short mincha so they could get back to thinking about it. Not a bittul Torah, but their brains were so in outer space after the Shirim that they had to get back to focusing. That's the one mahalach, but he doesn't agree with it, and he thinks there certainly should be a full Chazar Sashatz by mincha. Next, look now at a story. This is in the Megid Givos Olam and Chelik Beis. The Megid Givos Olam is a collection of stories from Rav Michal Shurkin, who is an interesting personality. He learned by Rabbi Soloveitchik in YU, and he learned by Rav Moshe Feinstein. He put together the Harei Kedem, which is now a very popular book from Rabbi Soloveitchik on the Moadim. So he has a lot of interesting stories. So listen to what he writes here. On page 34 in Megid Givos Olam and Chelik Beis. Yadua Sheminag Yeshivos Belita Haya Lispala Mincha Katsar. The Minag was to daven a short mincha. V'siper li hagon Rav Menachem Kohen Shlita Uvda me'atz kufa shishimash karosh yeshivas chadeira. Rav Menachem Kohen Rosh Yeshiva in Chadeira. And they had the following question. Shahiu b'yeshiva shnei minyanim l'tfila mincha b'chol Erev Shabbos. In Erev Shabbos in the yeshiva there were two minyanim. There was the mincha gedola al siyam ha-seder rishon kanag b'yeshivos. There was a regular mincha after first seder in the morning, in the beginning of the afternoon. V'minyan nosav shal mincha ketana l'fnei Kabbalah Shabbos. And there was another minyan on Erev Shabbos before Kabbalah Shabbos, as yeshivas have, two minyanim. V'rotzu habachurim lahanig kashiv mincha ketana yispalu tefila kedarka im chazar sashatz mitzchil v'yad sof. They wanted that by the later mincha, before Kabbalah Shabbos, since it's going to be Erev Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos, we're not in a rush, let's have a regular mincha with a proper chazar sashatz in the mincha ketana in the few minutes before Kabbalah Shabbos. Kevan shetfil ze'ena misidre yeshiva. It's not a regular yeshiva mincha. Ketalmi Ne'aman, so Rav Menachem Cohen went to his Rebbe, to Rav Shach, asking him about this. Is this an appropriate thing for the yeshivas? V'zacha lekabel tshuva berura al-zeh. And Rav Shach answered him very clearly. Ein sorach liyos yoser frumer me'achafetz chayim za. You don't have to be frumer the Chafetz Chayim. Apparently the Chafetz Chayim held that the minhag of the yeshivas is to do this, and they would apparently, even by Erev Shabbos in the Chafetz Chaim's yeshiva, he felt that it was appropriate to have a Haichi Kedusha and not have a full Shmon Esrei. So says Rav Shurkin, quoting Rav Menachem Cohen, citing Rav Shach. I want to quote now a great Mari Makom that calls into question this opinion of the Chafetz Chaim, perhaps. This is from the Jewish Observer, Olav HaShalom, which was the magazine of the Agudah. And this is from the Jewish Observer of November 2003 in the letter to the editor. The letter is from Mr. Marty Palak of Mendy Palak of New York, New York, who I think was my landlord at one point. So that's just one connection to the shiur here. So this is a letter to the editor. In the first paragraph here, he says that there was a previous article in the Jewish Observer about Chazar Sashatz. And he says, I want to tell you something I heard from the late Mashkiach of the Mir Yeshiva of Brooklyn, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Feldman Zasal, regarding Chazar Sashatz. What did he say? I had learned in other Yeshiva Gedolas prior to studying in the Mir Yeshiva. Whereas in the other yeshivas, they daven mincha with a Heichel Kedusha every day. In the Mir Yeshiva, mincha was davened with the seemingly lengthy Chazar Sashatz. So another yeshiva that does not have a Heichel Kedusha. I asked the Mashkiach why the Mir Yeshiva included the entire Chazar Sashatz if in the other yeshivas, Heichel Kedusha sufficed. The Mashkiach, in his majestic, soft-spoken manner, answered as follows. In the early part of the 20th century, it was standard practice amongst the yeshivas of Poland and Lithuania to daven mincha with a simple Haichel Kedusha, perhaps to conserve time for Torah learning. However, there came a period of difficulty and turmoil for Klal Yisrael, with pogroms occurring all too often. At a meeting of the Roshi Yeshiva and Rabbanim, with the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal amongst them, it was decided to institute that all the yeshivas should daven mincha with the full recitation of Chazar Sashatz. The additional brachos and amens would be a merit and a zechus for the entire community. The Mashkiach went on to say that, notwithstanding the other yeshivos eventually returning to Halacha Kedusha, Mir Yeshiva always continued to abide with the Chafetz Chaim's resolution, bringing added zechuyos to Klal Yisrael. So we're not going to call into question the Masorah from the Chafetz Chaim, but we see that it was not an ironclad rule to always have the Halacha Kedusha by the Chafetz Chaim. Two more sources. Making of a Gadol, which is the biography of Yaakov Kamenetsky, a bit of controversy on page 612, Sir Yaakov, son of Nassan, discusses his idea from his father regarding Halacha Kedusha, and he says that Rav Meir Chadosh reported that when some Bachrim wanted to fulfill a full Chazaras Hashatz, set up their own minyan in one of the side rooms in a shmuz from the altar of Slobodka, put that to an end. The altar of Slobodka did not allow anything more than Halacha Kedusha in Slobodka. It is little wonder that from time to time well-meaning Talmidim seeking greater religious experience should question the propriety of deleting the reader's repetition at Mincha. The author is sure that the altar set it straight by negating the conventional firm kite of the lay world. Fine. Then, Rav Nassim goes on to say, my father expounded a theory that he explains that it didn't apply in the Beis Medrash. And then the last parenthesis he says, he told this to his grandson, Rav Yosef, upon arrival in Israel for the Knesset Gedolah of the Agudas Yisrael in 1980. Rav Yaakov related that on the plane he had ordered the Chazan to recite the entire Amida, despite the paucity of time and space, because unlearned were present. So Rav Yaakov held this Lamaisa on the plane. The common assumption that the yeshiva cut out the reader's repetition in order to save time for Torah study, which was surely the understanding of the dissidents in Slobodka, and he goes on to explain this. Now, by the minhag of the yeshivas in Lita, during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, they would say a full Chazaras Hashatz. By Chanukah as well, they would say a full Chazaras Hashatz, because Rav Alan Cutler held that it's Persume Nisa to say Alanisim, and therefore they would say it out loud that time as well. The Chazon Ish was very against it. The Din of Anagos of the Chazon Ish, in Perek Gimel, he says that it was certainly inappropriate. Now, this is certainly the Megav Yeshivas, and if the Yeshiva does it, obviously no one's going to call into question, but certainly, in the only time one should be having the Halacha Kedusha is if they are short on time for this man, which then calls into the question in places of work, where they break for Mincha, and they have Halacha Kedusha, one has to question where this comes from. Because Chazal were aware of work that a person needs to go back to, and a person needs to go and get back to their job. And they already told us in one place, we do shorten, and that is by benching. By benching, Chazal told us, clearly, the Gemara in Bracha says, and the Torah says, that a person is allowed to cut benching short because he has to go back to work. Now, if Chazal were aware of that, and they knew that Chazaras Hashatz was longer than benching, but they didn't say, clearly, they did not intend cutting Chazaras Hashatz short to be something applied to getting back to work.
But Shaul Chazal talked about Talmidei Yeshiva. You don't have any ancient source going back to work. The most recent source is the Gaon.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I don't have to explain the minhag of the Yeshivas. I don't have to...
No. Why? The Yeshivas... Why isn't it just plain arrogance, but they think they're so holy themselves that they... I mean, you do have to explain it. If you say to the Chazal, why should... They have no more right than a person who's trying to not cheat from his boss.
It could be that's the case. But the responsibility of the worker is not to rely on the yeshiva. It's the responsibility of the worker is to do what it's supposed to do.
Because they see the yeshiva to say that you can't, the chazal say all the time you can't cheat your boss and stuff like that.
That's right, but this isn't cheating your boss. This is taking time for
going back
prayers.
To work.
A person has a break. You use the break time for a full mincha. That's it. If it means less lunch or less free time, then this is the whole purpose. The Gemara says in Brachos that the whole purpose why Mincha is so special is because specifically you are taking time from a demanding thing that you have to do. Mincha is so special because of its placement in the day. And therefore one would have to question the propriety of having Halacha Kedusha in a place where it is only for a person getting back to work.